Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Jaime Maynes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bernie DeViveros. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Gazzella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jaime Maynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Maynes moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maynes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musil goes all the way around to score. Lazzari moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella hits a pop-up towards first. Noone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall strikes out. One out. Bernie DeViveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeViveros hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Ruth scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. George Smith now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gazella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazella is 0 for 1 in the game. Gazella bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-1 in the game. Noon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Noon reaches third base with a triple. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards center. Manish chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Manish. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bernie DeViveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeViveros is 0-for-1 in the game. DeViveros hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warner moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Al Wingo pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Noon bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to third for the out. Wingo moves to second. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Wingo moves to third. Noon moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus pinch hits for Bernie DeViveros. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Wingo now playing right field. Marty McManus now playing shortstop. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gazella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazella is 0 for 2 in the game. Gazella hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gazella fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 3 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs bunts towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Mike Gazella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazella is 0-for-3 in the game. Gazella takes first base on ball 4. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler pinch hits for George Smith. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.